Public Broadcasting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor, welcome to this neighborhood. I brought some pictures of a friend of mine that I'd like you to see. His name is LeVar Burton. There he is holding a book. He likes books. And here he is as a younger person in Roots. And here he is acting in Star Trek. That's part of his costume, those fancy glasses. And here he is painting in a program that he likes to do very much called Reading Rainbow. Have you ever seen LeVar on television? Well, he and I got to be friends because we're both interested in making programs for children. In fact, LeVar loves reading so much, he said that he'd come over and read something to us later today. So, that sounds like the telephone. Let's see. Hello? Hi, Mr. McFeely. Yes, sure. Oh, the book. Oh, fine. Yeah, that's great. Oh, I'll look forward to seeing you. Thanks. Bye-bye. Mr. McFeely says he will deliver a book which LeVar wants to read, and he'll bring it over in a few minutes. You know, Mr. McFeely is one of the kindest, most helpful people. He's always doing something for someone. I think I'd like to make something for him. Maybe I'll get an idea if I get out the craft box. Just some little something to give him when he comes. Piece of paper. Maybe we'll make him a card. Here's some tape. Some tissue paper. Some markers. That's enough. Let's see now. He wears a certain kind of tie. It's called a bow tie. Maybe I could make a bow tie out of paper like this. Let's see. I think if I just twist that. Pretty good? Okay, let's just put that on there. Keep it down. And I think if I just outline it. There. Use this marker to write, I think I'll write thank you on here. THANKYOU. Thank you. Two of the best words we can ever learn. Thank you. In fact, thank you is a way of saying I love you. There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say I love you. There's the singing way to say I love you. There's the singing something someone really likes to hear. The singing way, the singing way to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up your coat before you're asked to do it. Drawing special things for a special friend and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways to say I love you. You will. You'll find many ways as you grow to say I love you. In fact, that's one of the most important things you will be finding. I put Mr. McFeely on the outside. And then inside, thank you. Now, I'll put all of these things away. And when he comes, maybe that's Mr. McFeely now. Let's see. It is.
Come in,
Mr. McFeely.
LeVar Burton will be over soon.
Oh, fine.
But here's the book he's going to read for you.
Oh, it looks like a good book.
It is. It's about fathers and children.
Well, you're a father and a grandfather.
I am, and glad of it.
And you're a great helper, too, Mr. McFeely.
Well, I hope so.
I know so. In fact, I have a delivery for you.
Well, that's my business.
Well, this happens to be a delivery for...
Mr. McFeely, it says. Mm-hmm. Let me see what this could be.
I made it.
Thank you, and there's my bow tie.
That's it, yep.
Well, that was very thoughtful of you. You made it yourself.
I did it just for you.
Just for me. Well, that means all the more to me. Thank you for the thank you.
You're welcome, Mr. McFeely.
In fact, I feel a song coming on. If there's anything you want, if there's anything you need, McFeely's delivery brings it to you here with speed. Yes, our speedy delivery is a speedy delivery. Speedy delivery to you. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, Mr. McFeely.
See you around the neighborhood.
All right. Thank you for this.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
He really seemed to like that card. I'm glad. Because when you make something for somebody, you hope that person will like it, just as you hope that person likes you. I'll put this book over here for when LeVar comes. Let's just have some make-believe. I think I'll set up the model. Yep. The castle. Who lives in the castle? And the factory? Who works in the factory? Corny. And the tree? Henrietta Pussycat and X the Owl live in the tree. And what about the museum go-round? Go-round. And round. And there's the platypus mound and Daniel
tiger's clock.
Get the trolley. Now, last time, X the owl gave neighbor Aber some finder balloons. You know, those are magic balloons that fly around and help find people and things. And since Lady Elaine and the fortune cookie man have been missing, let's just pretend that those finder balloons find where they are in the neighborhood of make-believe. Okay, trolley, you ready for make-believe? Here we go.
Hi, trolley. Oh, yes, the finder balloon is still working. Thanks, trolley.
Neighbor Aber, I presume?
Correct as usual, King Friday.
And the purpose of your visit?
I'm following this finder balloon, hoping to locate Lady Elaine, Your Majesty.
You mean that balloon can find Fairchild?
We think it can, yes.
Oh, fortune cookies, pitching bucket balls, following balloons. What are these neighborhoods coming to? Farewell, Mr. Aber.
But we have to try everything, don't we? I mean, Lady Lane, Fortune Cookie Man are still missing, so... Come on, Finder Balloon. Where's Lady Elaine? Hi.
Hi.
Robert Troll, is that you?
Hey, well, yourself, of course it's me. Dude!
I didn't recognize you. What big glasses you're wearing.
Oh, yeah, well, better to find people with. Well,
I could see how.
Sure.
Have you found anybody yet?
Yeah, well, you can see, I finally found the Fortune Cookie Man.
You did?
Yep.
Where was he?
He was in the FC room. He was taking a rest there.
So his finder balloon was right. He was in the museum go-round,
sure.
Huh?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, he was. But now what about Lady Elaine?
Oh, well, this is the finder balloon with her name on it.
Oh, is it?
So, yeah, we'll just see what happens. Uh-oh. Looks like we have some action here.
That's why I want some action.
Find Lady Elaine, finder balloon. Must be in here, too.
Oh, hello there, dears. Have you heard? We found the fortune cookie man. My, that was exciting, knocking on the FC room door and actually having an answer from him inside. You know what I mean? It's enough to make your heart pound. And
have you heard anything from Lady Elaine?
No, not yet. What's the finder balloon say?
Oh, it brought us back here, didn't it, Robert?
Yeah, but you're sent round, but the long way.
So what you and the balloon are saying is that Laney is somewhere in here, too. Well, the fortune cookie man is looking in the J room as we speak, so I'll go look in the K room, and then he can look in the L room, and you know how the alphabet goes, one after another. Sorry, I have to run. See you boys later.
Okay.
La señora Lane no está en el cuarto de la letra J. Oh, hola, vecinos.
Hello, we're glad you're found.
Oh, gracias, sí. Solo estaba tomando una siesta.
Ah, we're quite sure, Lady. Lady Elaine is inside. Betty Okanak Templeton's checking in the K room right now.
Muy bien. Iré al cuarto de la letra L. Hasta luego.
Hasta luego.
What did he say?
He said that he went to the L room.
L room? He's going to check in the L room?
He's going to check in the L room.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope he finds her.
Well, she's not in the K room. I thought she might, because you know how she likes kangaroos and kilts and kayaks and kettle drums and kidney beans.
And she wasn't in the K room?
No.
Betty Okanok Templeton, Senora Templeton, venga aquí, por favor.
Sounds like he's found something. Now, this is the kind of drama that would make a great picture show, don't you think? I mean, someone missing and...
Senora Templeton, venga rápido.
Guess I'd better go.
Wow. Hope she's all right.
I hope she's all right, too. I hope she feels well. Mm.
Does either of you boys have a key?
A key?
Lainey's got herself locked in the L room, and I don't have a key.
You were in the K room, weren't you? K for key.
Good idea, Robert Troll. You're always thinking. That's what I like about you, always thinking helpful things. K for key. Ah, look.
Good idea.
That well, I...
Oh, Lainey! Oh, I am so glad I found you. I knew you
Thanks for the rescue squad.
What happened, Lady Elaine?
Oh, I forgot that the L room had a big lock on it, and I got locked in there. But I knew you'd find me.
You mustn't go in there anymore.
Oh, okay. I'll never go in an L room without a key.
Assembled throng, I presume?
Correct as usual,
King Friday.
I see the lost have been found.
Don't go giving me a lecture, Friday.
I have come not to condemn, but to appreciate.
Oh, really, sire?
I have come to apologize, neighbor Aber. Your finder balloons did their job. My son's pitching bucket balls is strengthening his character, and fortune cookies have brought pleasure to this neighborhood.
El rey le da un fin feliz al cuento. The king gives a happy ending to the story.
Yes, you see, the pleasure continues. Yes.
Well, I think the happiest thing about it is that it got us all together in a common cause, a mutually satisfying enterprise. Oh. And you know that isn't always the case in our...
Well, there were lots of surprises in make-believe, and lots of helpers giving and receiving what they could. King Friday even gave an apology. He had learned to appreciate other people's gifts, even though they didn't seem very important to him at first. And the finder balloon finally found Lady Elaine locked in the museum ground, in the L room. Well, that's all make-believe. All make-believe. But it's still something to think about, isn't it? Lots to think about in this life. And your imagination helps so much. Now we can think about the fish. Hello, fish. Wonder what fish are thinking. Oh, maybe that's my friend. It is. Come in.
Hi. How are you?
So good to see you.
Is now a good time for a visit?
It's perfect time. I'd like you to know my television neighbor, Mr. LeVar Burton.
Hi.
Please come in. I showed my friend some pictures of... Why don't we sit over on the counter?
Right. Oh, I see Mr. McFeely made the delivery.
He did. There's your book.
Okay.
I was showing them... Well, this picture of you with a book.
Uh-huh. That's me.
You love the books,
don't
you?
I do. Wow, this one is old. This one was taken over 20 years ago. That's me, a long time ago, and this is my friend Louis Gossett Jr. This is from a television miniseries called Roots.
Oh, yes, and how well I remember that. All of you acting on that.
Ah, this is me as Geordi LaForge on Star Trek The Next Generation, and the character that I played, Geordi, is blind, and that's why he wears this visor. When he puts it on, he can see more than everybody else around him. He sees sound. Ooh. Geordi does.
So that's sort of magic, isn't it?
It is, yeah, yeah.
And there you are.
And that's me acting really as myself, as LaVar, as the host of Reading Rainbow. Yeah.
You like to act, don't you?
Oh, I love my job for a lot of reasons, mostly because, you know, in my job, Fred, I get to use my imagination every day. And it's also an important part of my job to be in touch with my feelings and to share those with the audience. But I think the reason I like acting most of all is because it always requires that I read scripts and magazine articles and books.
But when you're acting, for instance, if you're acting about somebody who's feeling sad,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
How would you do that? I mean,
well, for me, it all begins with a feeling. Right? And the feeling starts here, and I connect it in here, and it comes out on my face. So it begins with a thought. So if I'm acting, if what's required is a sad feeling, then it starts in there, and then it goes there, and soon
you look sad.
It comes out on my face.
And what if you're supposed to be feeling very happy?
Well, it's the same process, just in reverse. Again, it starts with the happy feeling inside, and then it connects, and it comes out.
But you think of something that has made you
happy? Oh, sure. For me, I like to think about, well, like my daughter, Michaela. Mm-hmm. She makes me smile all the time.
She's 3 years old.
She's 3 years old, so she lives in a constant state of happy.
Well, you're a daddy, and that's a daddy book.
Well, that's the book that I brought to share with you. It's called The Daddy Book. Shall we read it?
Sure, please.
The Daddy Book, and it's by Ann Morris, and the photographs are by Ken Heyman. This is my daddy.
There's the daddy.
Right. And that's his little boy. And this is my daddy.
This is the daddy of this child.
Mm-hmm. And they live in northern India, in the mountains there. And this is my daddy.
Do these people live in Japan?
They do. They do.
So they're daddies all over the world.
Daddies love you in many ways. Isn't that a wonderful picture?
Mm-hmm. There are many ways to say I love you.
They tell you stories.
Look at that cello bow. That child touching the
reaching
cello
out.
Bow.
Mm-hmm. It says, they play songs for you.
That child listening to that cello music.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a kitty there?
That's a kitty asleep on the chair there. And teach you many things. To read, here's a daddy sharing a story with his daughters. Here's a daddy that's teaching his daughter how to write. To ride a bike.
Must feel good to ride behind your daddy like that.
If you look closely, Fred, you can see that the boy in this picture is blind.
Oh. So he's learning to ride a bike first with his daddy.
Right.
And probably later he'll learn many things, even riding bikes by himself.
By himself. Hmm? Absolutely. And to feed chickens.
They're feeding the chickens together.
Daddies play with their children. Don't they?
Yeah, and someday maybe this daddy and this child will watch you right on that television.
And talk with them about many things. I love this photograph.
Are these people in Egypt?
They are. They live just outside of Cairo in Egypt. Daddies have daddies too.
Is this a grandfather?
Yes, that would be the grandfather of this little person right here. Sometimes they are called grandpa or gramps. We call ours Opa.
Opa. You know what my grandsons call me?
What?
Baba.
Baba. Mm-hmm.
Baba. We called my grandfather. In our family, we called him Apapi.
Apapi.
Apapi. Yeah.
Lots of names.
Daddies help you feel good. Look at that smile.
Mm-hmm. Do you think maybe they'll have a pizza?
I bet they
on?
Will. Sure. For lunch.
Daddies can help you to feel good. Mm-hmm. I bet you help Michaela to feel good.
Oh, and she helps me too. She is such a joy. So much fun to be with and hang out with.
You play together?
We play together. We read together, of course, every night.
Just like your mother read to you?
My mother read to me. Absolutely. And her mother read to her when she was a little girl. Yeah.
There are wonderful things about growing up with people who care about
mm-hmm.
you, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
And you have shown so much care to so many people in this life.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you. And I am grateful to be able to call you my friend.
Good things work both ways.
You know, I promised to read this book over at the library, so I'd better get going.
Okay. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
You're always welcome here.
I'd like to come back. Bye-bye.
Isn't it great to have good friends? What a wonderful gift. I'm glad you and I are friends. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have things to talk about, people to meet, feelings to feel. It's so good to know that we can give and receive each other's love. I like that, and I like being with you. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
The people who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.